Part 2. The Nightingale's Sacrifice. In the middle of the garden, there was a beautiful rose tree. The nightingale flew to the rose tree and said,
"Give me a red rose,"
she cried,
"and I will sing you my sweetest song."
"I'm sorry. My roses are white, like the snow on the mountain and the foam of the sea,"
he answered.
"Ask my brother, who grows round the sundial. Perhaps he can help you."
The nightingale flew to the sundial and said to the rose tree,
"Give me a red rose,"
she cried,
"and I will sing you my sweetest song."
"I'm sorry. My roses are yellow like the daffodil," he answered. "Ask my brother, who grows under the student's window. Perhaps he can help you." The nightingale flew to the window and asked the rose,
"Give me a red rose,"
she cried,
"and I will sing you my sweetest song."
"I'm sorry. My roses are red like the coral in the sea. But the winter was cold and my branches are broken. This year I have no flowers."
"But I only need one red rose. Is there nothing I can do?"
"There is one thing you can do, but I won't tell you. It is a terrible thing."
"Tell me what it is. I am not afraid,"
said the nightingale.
"If you want a red rose, you must build it by moonlight with music and colour it with your own blood. You must sing to me all night and press your heart against one of my thorns. All night you must sing, and your blood will become my blood."
"Death is a big price to pay for a rose,"
said the nightingale.
"Everybody likes life. I like life. I like to fly and to look at the flowers and to smell their perfumes in the wind. But love is better than life, and the heart of a man is much more important than the heart of a bird. The student will have his rose,